Good morning.
Morning, Sensei.
I'm going to say a few words on being open. Being open. So there's a Australian Zen teacher whose name is Patrick Eastman, and he frequently sends out quotes and little things that people have written. And one of the things that he sent out was a passage from Blazing Wakefulness, which was written by Reginald Ray, who's also a Roshi. And he says the following. The Dharma is not about credentials. It's not about how many practices you've done or how peaceful you can make your mind. It's not about being in a community where you feel safe or enjoy the cachet of being Buddhist. It's not even about accumulating teachings, empowerments, or spiritual accomplishments. It's about how naked you're willing to be with your own life, and how much you're willing to let go of your masks and your armor, and live as a completely exposed and open human person. And live as a completely exposed and open human person. So the type of openness that Reginald Ray is talking about, what he is describing is absolutely safe, because it's not identified with a me, with a self. When we drop our masks and we drop all our ideas of who we are, what's left? It's certainly not me. So being unburdened from the weight of maintaining a specific mask, a specific or certain public face, is actually quite a relief, also quite joyous. And when we open in this way, it connects us fully to this present moment, to this wonderfully incomparable present moment. As soon as we try to comprehend this present moment, everything is lost. We're creating a mask, a new identity, a new way of perception. So that's why the present moment is incomprehensible, right? It's just before we assign any meaning or thoughts about that clap. So as we open, as these masks drop away, as our public persona drops away, we actually become more fully alive, joining what they call the dance of life. Now this openness has no location, right? It just is. It seems to be everywhere, and it has room for anything. So there can be thought or no thought, there can be feeling or no feeling, there can be sounds, there can be silence, there can be sadness, there can be joy. But this openness is ready to receive all of that. Nothing disturbs true openness. Now this openness becomes the foundation of our lives. It becomes the way we live our lives. We step out from behind all the walls that we have created. Now what comes up when openness like this is brought up, many people right away say, how can you be open to everybody and everything? That's dangerous. That's vulnerable. Well, that's sort of a misunderstanding about what openness is. Because being really open allows us to see the world most directly. And so if we need to act or respond in our life, we do it unencumbered. We do it directly. We see clearly. And you know, the more clearly we see, the less harm we do, and the better we take care of our lives. So it's really not dangerous. It's really quite safe being open in the spiritual sense. So I'm just going to end with a quote from Joseph Campbell, who said, "We must be willing to let go of the life that we have planned so as to accept the life that's waiting for us." And he's talking about openness. We're accepting what is, and that's what we work with. Thank you.